If you'd like to skip the first part of this, it's a lot of medical stuff. Because, you know, when Dan interviews us, he's just curious. And that takes like 25 minutes. So just skip that part and you get to our beautiful movie discussion where I lose it a little bit. Dan loses it and Max just looks at us like we're crazy.
Welcome to the Archive Guys podcast. I'm Matt, and I'm joined by...
Max.
That's Max. And Max and I are going to continue talking about, suffering from various brain problems and brain issues.
Yes.
But to start off this podcast, I'd just like to say that we recorded it all previously, and Max, I believe you would agree, we did a phenomenal job, didn't we?
Yes, phenomenal. I got emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these things happened, but I screwed up recording it. So we're going to be re-recording it today, and Dan eventually will show up just like he did. He was a little late, but he came on. And so we're recreating this now. So,
okay.
Do you remember what we were talking about?
Oh, we were talking about all kinds of stuff.
I know.
Cinema and brain problems and the dog, and you weren't lit well. You much better lit.
Yeah,
this time.
I definitely took your suggestions on how to better light myself.
Yes.
I just said that I looked last time like I was a villain.
Yes.
But, this time it's a secret, but I used an overhead light.
Yes, and still look like a villain. You can put on an odd hat, but you look great.
Yeah, thank you. And then, and I had said, we're just going to re-record it, and I remembered it all, but I didn't write it down, so I actually don't remember it. Do you remember what happened in the beginning?
I remember Dan talking about the Watchmen.
Yeah, that was like a half hour. He started that a half hour after we had started. What did you and I talk about?
I don't know. Madness.
Who knows? So we're going to do an excellent recreation at re-recording because both of us really don't know what we said.
This is about where I come in and I say, I don't really know why I'm here.
Oh, it's because I invited you here, and I swear to God I had talked about it with you.
Yeah, no, I just got a text from you saying, we're doing the podcast, where are you? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Can you give me 10 minutes? And then I logged in, and so I want to go back, though, and ask that question again. Why am I here? But I would like you to start existentially and then move into the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, existentially, why are you here? Max, do you know the answer?
I don't know, but Dan, previously I met, I have aphasia, and Dan, I prejudge.
Because
happens a lot.
Previously met, and I found him intriguing.
Oh,
but
doesn't happen a lot
now.
Doesn't
though.
Happen a lot. I wore a special shirt this time. I don't know how well people at home can read it, but if you're one of our 501 listeners and you can tell me why I wore this shirt, in the appropriate detail, I will send you, yes, Matt, I'm announcing a contest. I will
Yeah.
send you one graphic novel and one Blu-ray from my personal collection, and I'll pay the postage. So just
Wow.
explain in the comments why I'm wearing this shirt.
Well, that'll work for people who are watching on video. Why don't you explain it a little bit to the people who are listening?
Well, if I explain it, that will sort of
Well,
flag.
just what does it say?
It
Because I can't
says
read it.
Arma Veronque Cano.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that's a really deep cut. And Dan, what email are you using?
Oh no, they can just write it in the comments on the YouTube. Oh, for the listeners on
Yeah.
audio.
Yeah, thank
Oh.
you. I
Do I
mean, I
want to
you know, I suffered
share?
some things.
Yeah, no, this make do I want to share my email on a this is tricky.
Because
Send it.
I don't want to answer the
Yeah,
emails. Well, I don't
yeah.
think anybody will write,
I
so
don't think we'll get anybody writing either, but I don't want to get besieged with spam. Now, well, I'll take it for the team. You can email me at dwferranti@gmail.com, spelled just like it is on the little box right there.
oh, I thought you were going to give people your AOL address.
I thought of that because that is the giant spam, but I, this way I'll see it and we'll know that one person is
Do
listening.
you and you still use your AOL address? Like, how old is it?
Oh, it's original AOL, like year one.
Wow. Well, so it's from what? I mean, year one could be like 19, I think 89 is as old as they get, or 88.
It's 89 or 90 or 88. It's around there. Yeah. I still haven't watched your previous podcast, which, as I revealed in the now infamous lost recording,
Yep.
I got a call from my mother, and she and my brother have, of course, watched it because they're loyal listeners, unlike me. Anyway.
And what did they say? You should stay out of it, Dan, because Max and Matt were so much fun.
Okay, so I'm gonna paraphrase, but it was really interesting, but it might help if you were there. Little
Oh,
do they know, I'm
you're
never here to help.
you aren't. And you, by the way, you're still as demanding. And I'm like, I can't really help you that well. I could
Because
because.
you have a stroke.
Yeah.
All right, I'm the healthiest guy here in some ways because I'm the cancer survivor. So
That's
both.
right, Dan.
So in my head were two aneurysms, major aneurysms. One is operated in June of 2025, and they rewired it. I had a stroke after that. And I was in the hospital for 6 weeks. I wound up going to rehab at CNS, and it was full time. The second aneurysm I had, December 2nd, it was fine. And later, December 28th, 2025, I had a seizure, and that was terrible, terrible, terrible. I was rushed in to the ER. I was in such pain, and I broke 3 levels of my spine. Actually, I have an electrode in my spine currently. Like, it feels good. It feels
Yeah,
good. Yes.
was gonna say, you don't often hear the words aneurysm, it was fine, but then you followed up with what happened afterwards. I'm like, oh yeah, the aneurysm probably does feel fine.
Yeah, I mean, stroke. I mean,
Yeah.
okay, I have an excuse now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine. But the seizure, boy, oh boy, it took me for a loop. And I never, never, never felt pain like that. And I'm still feeling pain. I got off the narcotics and I'm flying. And boy, oh boy. So I don't know what the future will bring, but I lost my job. I lost my ability to draw. I lost my writing skills. Everything, everything. Hey, I'm fine.
Mine happened a little earlier, and so when Max came in, I was like, what a newbie.
We're regaining the ability to verbally express yourself. I'm going to say you spoke in rainbows.
I did. And also, I was like really hallucinating because I remember you being there, and then you were Popeye. But I knew that that wasn't
Popeye. Well, that's
real.
not
Yeah,
unusual.
you were Popeye, and it was like you had a pipe and stuff, and you were animating.
What?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Like Dan was, I don't know why he was Popeye, but I knew
Well,
that that was like ridiculous, and I think I said something to you, but it must have not made a lot of sense. And then I
Popeye is
rem
awesome.
and then yeah.
Oh
Yeah, you did.
my. Oh
Yeah.
my.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is where I say I gaslit you in the ICU, but no, that's a costume left over from the WonderCon we did for
That's right.
Popeye's anniversary.
Mark, Mark, I called him Mark the
Yes.
first month. Matt is always happy. At CNS, he's always happy. I was miserable,
Well,
miserable.
here's a question. Did you like school?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I think Matt liked school.
Well, this, yeah, and again, it was like because I had a stroke, they'd be like testing me on like first grade math, right? And so I'd be like, I know this, and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm having a hard time.
Max, you're an actor.
Oh yes. Yes, I'm an actor. Well, was one, but still got it going on as far as reinventing myself.
And both voice work and
Yeah.
live,
Yeah, yeah,
both,
yeah.
yeah. And so where I got excited, you were one of the voice actors on the recent animated adaptation of Watchmen, which
Yeah.
was sort of doubly exciting for me. A, what was the script like? B, what were the recording sessions like? And were you already a Watchmen fan?
Yes, I was a Watchmen fan since the 80s. I loved Watchmen. I loved the Dark Knight. They'll go together oddly. No, I played
Nixon. I always loved that.
yes, I played Nixon. I played Detective Joe Borkrin, and I played oh God,
Various extra roles.
various, various.
Yeah. You had like five parts.
And Watchmen Part One and Watchmen Part Two. The sessions were incredible. The script was phenomenal. I had a ball doing it.
Did they begin with recording the voices and then the animation, or did you guys have some at least pre-production art or something, or they were just like, here's the comic, here's the voices?
I don't know, but the voices seem to be recorded first
Okay.
because Bernard, the way Bernard was animated, it's like, fuck, I'm improving, and it was so glorious. I really, really loved Watchmen, and I feel that the epitome of my voiceover career is Watchmen, you know.
Max really started to pay attention to me was I bought his Amazon book,
Yeah.
and his book just has like, I guess it's almost like a errata. I mean, me not that isn't me putting it down, but it's just a
I
really
don't know
interesting.
what a rata is.
Well, it's a miscellaneous,
Oh, okay.
work,
That
right?
this is now I'm gonna be a jinxy pain in the butt. Are we sure
Yeah.
we're recording this one?
Oh, yes, it says record.
Okay. All right. I just want to check in every like 10 minutes or so.
It hasn't changed. And Max kept going, "Well, I've never been introduced to Dan before." And I'm like, "Oh, well, if you haven't met him,
Who's Dan?
you always said that." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, it's just that there's always like a Dan type in my life."
Dan, you said cancer
Yes.
survivor. Tell that story real quick.
Well, okay, so during the lockdown, I was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and so while everyone else was trapped at home, I was trapped in the ICU. They did a laparoscopic surgery where they removed my esophagus and pulled my stomach up and made it a new esophagus, so I no longer have an esophagus, and I sleep in a chair, this chair over here,
Oh.
because I no longer have that little sphincter to shut off the stomach acid. Everyone loves to think about this. 2020 is a great year. And this is just like standard. This is like some of my therapy questions.
No, well, it's good that you're paying for therapy and it's working with other people.
Neither of which is true. When I was recovering from the surgery,
Yes.
the man, hospitals really love to make you walk around the floor.
Yes. Yes.
And it's so, I mean, it was just like, I had like two different IV stands. I had something going, through my nose, all of that. The intern was great. I mean, I still owe that whole team a giant dinner somewhere. But anyway, but he came by and he's like, it's really important. You gotta walk. You gotta walk. But I had all this stuff attached to me, and then the nurse would come in and was like, the doctor wants to know if you walked. And it's like, I've been alone in my room for 12 hours because you guys are understaffed and it's COVID. Am I just supposed to get up and walk? And she's like, I think you have to. So I'd have to grab this stuff and walk and walk. And you're in the, and thank God it was the lockdown because there was no one to watch my flabby, no longer anyway, walking, walking, walking. And then breathing into the tube thing. Do you guys have to do that thing where you,
Yes.
yeah, and like you can't get the ball up. I still have mine somewhere behind me. And the same thing, the surgical intern being like, I know this seems pointless, but it's really important to get your lungs back to capacity because you're gonna need that stamina. Anyway, but yes, the and then those like they really should give you something like, I don't know, maybe like put some like cartoons along the wall or something to just the slog of walking past other hospital rooms and people in pain and agony and families in grief. And you're like, whoop, gotta do the floor again. Anyway, just something for the hospitals to think about.
By the
Wow.
way, I'm just going to interrupt here and say you haven't really heard any stories about me going to visit Dan because I wasn't
Which,
allowed.
yeah, no one was allowed.
And thank God, because boy, that sounds really depressing.
But my only company was History Channel's In Search of Ancient Vikings.
He did it. He did it. It was poetry. Poetry.
Yeah. Well, that's because it didn't really affect his brain.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Ours
Just.
is in poetry, but it's more like, you know, it's like a traditional verse stanza, because it just evokes.
Because so much of our sense of self is wrapped up with language. And you guys both have had a language disconnect experience. And I'm really interested by them making you do first grade math, because it kind of makes sense to me, as you said it, thinking about like making new pathways based on old pathways, blah, blah, blah. Inside the shell of your brain that has now been damaged, and not being able to express yourself outwardly when you speak, but inwardly, when you're thinking to yourself, when you're there in your head, what is that like?
Perfectly normal and healthy, but
Yeah.
the expression, it's so much worse earlier. Earlier, I couldn't. Everyone was making decisions around me, and I couldn't. I couldn't talk. Aphasia is the words, and apraxia is the finding of the words.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do recall, and maybe this is something about who makes a good patient and who doesn't. When you were your frustration with being understood came out as resignation and not anger. I just remember you would say something and people would respond and you would just go, and
Yeah.
then you would repeat the thing that no one could understand. But instead of getting short or frustrated, you would just sigh and try again. At what point were you guys able to be like, the nerd Venn diagram? How did you discover the overlap?
Well, Max can, you can take that, because I have my version.
I made no friends. I liked Emily and Salisa. They were staffers there, and Lisa Salisa was in charge of speech pathology, and Emily was in charge of therapy. And actually, Emily is responsible for making me draw again. But anyway, I had no friends, no friends. And I talked to him slowly, slowly, and I realized that Matt talks a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And I can't get a word in edgewise.
I know.
But I found him fascinating.
I want to know about this voiceover class that you guys took as part of your therapy.
Well, we haven't mentioned it before, really, because normal people would feel sorry for everybody there.
Oh, no, this sounds fascinating. This sounds like, we should get some cameras in there with the facility's permission.
Excuse me.
This is uplifting docudrama stuff. I want to know about a voiceover class as part of neurocognitive therapy. This sounds really interesting.
Well, they actually made it up for me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, they were under the impression that Max is super powerful.
Yeah. So,
And Max is like, yeah, whatever. Which
and
I
it,
recognize
yeah.
the effort that you put into it. You didn't want to really. I mean, it was actually a good class. I was totally fine with it. But it was also funny, because the instructors would like come out to you as like what you did really uplifted the, like they had these wonderful stories and you're like,
Yeah,
yes.
it's I at the time I didn't read so well at all. Much better reading, but they showed Fantastic Mr. Fox, the Wes Anderson movie, and I showed it like eight classes, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm here to do voiceovers. What the fuck?
Well, that's because they were showing that because they were short on teachers. You know, like they still had regular school problems. But what was I talking about?
The class attracted a lot of weirdos, and I gravitate towards the weirdos, and I loved the weirdos. That was great.
And by the way, I had pretty good English skills, so I was like one of the higher rankings of weirdo. Yeah, so it was like people, and it was the only class where I was allowed to talk.
Well, that was a
So
mistake.
it was great.
Max, you mentioned, at the time you were still having trouble reading, or at least speaking what you were reading. I'm sure there's another word for that that I'm having an apraxia over.
You learned
But
something, Dan.
I did, and I'm going to use it. But you mentioned the teacher that got you to start drawing again, Max, and I'm wondering. And I'm kind of trying to tie this in my mind with the thing that Matt said about doing first grade math by hand. Did you find that sort of the reigniting and drawing new neural pathways for your hand eye with drawing coincided with your verbal abilities as well? Were these just sort of parallel tracks, or did you feel like there was some sort of feedback between both skills growing?
It had nothing to do with verbal. She, Emily, was trying to draw out of therapy. And therapy, I did some of the most darkest drawings. I mean, I was never ever going to draw again, and Emily made me, and she did such a good job. Every therapy session, she would make me draw, 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 and a stack of drawings is what I left with, you know.
But I've been watching FXM, which is really fascinating because FX was like, oh, well, now that we're part of the Disney Empire, we have all these Fox movies, so let's make like a fake Warner Archive, but with no hosts or anything. There's absolutely like, I just can't find anything written about these films, but they're all 20th Century Fox films.
Okay,
And
what is FXN, a fast channel or just a streaming channel? That's what I said,
well,
FXM,
yeah.
which I assume stands for X FX movies.
Yes. Oh,
Yes, but is
that's very good because it took me so long to get that because I
But
was like,
is this a fast channel, which by the way stands for free ad supported television, or is it just a streaming channel? Is it ads, no ads?
so there are, well, it's variable ads because that's what happens. But I
So this is
believe,
something I can find on the Roku or on the Tubi or something like that. Where does one find
yeah, that's what I
FXM,
was
Matt?
trying to answer, and then you kept interrupting. I'm seeing it through Hulu, but I think that it's also available on cable as well.
So it's
But
like a
you,
Hulu live channel.
yes.
Okay.
But whereas like TCM, you get a sense of it, and you see the channel identities and stuff. But on Hulu, it just says like FXM in the corner. And there are some hits there that you recognize.
Look, you know that the multinational IP corporations truly believe that there's no need for any context ever, nor any education. Whereas
Yes.
the kids, as they are slowly forcing linear television back into existence by allowing these high-powered, highly paid executives thinking that free ad-supported television is a new thing and a new idea, and eventually everyone's just going to watch Brady Bunch reruns forever.
Good.
But yes, we are going to, I mean, wraparounds and all of this stuff. I mean, 'cause like TCM gets a lot of credit for just perfecting a format that we all know had existed since the 50s,
Yeah.
whether it was a horror movie host or, Frank Avrush and that we had
Right.
in Boston wearing a tuxedo at the movies. Anyway, yeah. So Robert
Yeah.
Osborne was just the platonic ideal that
Right.
was built towards.
And FXM, it's easy for me because I was in the industry. Like, I'll just say Marilyn Monroe. It has some hits with Marilyn Monroe, which, I hadn't, maybe some of them I had seen, but I hadn't seen a lot of them. And those are obvious. But then there are these, like, the really obscure ones with Marilyn Monroe, where she just plays a secretary. And of course, we had talked about them, and I just assumed there were like, I don't know, five maybe, but I just didn't have a number of how many existed. But I see them on like just like this month on FXM. Like she did a lot more than five. I just didn't know. Again, it's just fascinating that other studios are looking at monetizing what they own, and they're choosing to do kind of what we did, but they don't have to deal with people like us.
Yeah, well, speaking to people like us, I get a lot of email offers about, digital downloads, right? And it seems to me that the go price point now for digital download sales is $4.99. And the reason you're nodding, Matt, and the reason Max is like, where's he going with this? Speaking of the 15 years ago, in the early days of digital downloads, when they were trying to grow this, we experimented with various price points. And at one point, and meanwhile, I'm in the background going, you know what's a good price point? $4.99,
You
and
did. Which
nobody's,
was worth more?
which was worth quite a bit more 10 years ago than it is now.
Yeah. But it is.
And yes, when we did digital sales at $4.99, they were very successful. But that then resulted in someone coming over from another department and screaming at the top of his lungs at the poor kid who was just assigned with uploading the sales thing on the sales website. Do you remember this when
Oh yeah,
Adam
no,
was, yeah. And
I was glad I was on the other end.
It was so inappropriate on so many levels, and I felt so bad for Adam. I mean, Adam's boss did intercede and all of that, but I just remember how much anger the $4.99 price point caused. And now, of course, 10 years later, where it's worth far less, they know that's the price point.
Well, they've also had, I don't know, three or four different CEOs since then. But basically, one great way to see remastered film is to watch them on FXM. And right now, again, like, I don't know, films that I like, They just show 1 30-second ad at the beginning. So
Oh, that's interesting. So the algorithm that cuts in with the ads, I just because people don't want to pay for an ad that no one's going to see, right? What's the point? So if there's not a lot of, so if you're watching a more obscure movie, you get less ad breaks.
And so
Oh, this
I'm
is
watching
fascinating.
like these 60s, reactions to James Bond films. And you remember that we would go over
Oh
like,
yeah.
some of the ones that we had. Well, they have tons of them
There's tons.
available. And I just had never seen them. I mean, who?
Okay, and these are on FXM, so what you're saying is
Yeah.
for next time, if there is a next time, the three of us should watch a spy movie on FXM. Should it be the same one?
Well, Max gets to pick what we see. You
Okay.
don't, that's the
Oh.
formula.
That's the formula? Oh.
Yeah,
What
because Max,
what should I have watched for this one?
well, there was no should have because it was like, who's gonna watch FXM? Like, I mean,
No, I'm not talking about
obviously
FXM.
some people know about
For
it.
this current conversation we're having, pretending this was in any way a professionally produced endeavor,
It
should
is.
we have already watched a movie that we are now discussing?
You don't have to.
No.
Because,
Now,
no, because
today,
I'm a,
not tomorrow. Now, today, is
yeah,
there
so
a film we should have been discussing?
now today, you should probably watch,
No, that's the future.
oh my
Now,
God.
a film that we have already watched, should we be discussing that?
No.
Oh, okay. So when you say that's the format, it's not the format.
No, the format is I'm introducing you to FXM. You should go right after we hang up and watch it for like hours and hours straight and go,
Yeah.
whoa, you just
Yeah.
opened up my mind, Matt.
That's great, but podcasts often have a shared subject that the people
Yeah, no,
involved
this
talk
one
about.
doesn't.
No, so we don't,
Yeah,
so
you have
no
not
common
kept up.
contact.
I just assumed that you were
Can
watching.
anyone blame me for not keeping up?
So I'm just saying, Dan, if you encountered like you accidentally, I don't know, slam your head with a brick,
No,
then you'd be like,
I'm not taking one for the team. I'm not that kind of player.
all right, well then you're just gonna have to sit back and accept your role.
But if you tell me what movie to watch or talk about that I've already seen, we can do that.
No.
So, on the screen behind me is Super Space Theater, Space 1999. If you're not familiar with Super Space Theater, it is a recreation using new masters of the old VHS compilation movies they made from Gerry Anderson films. So, in the back in the old days, there were these films, there was no streaming, there was no catalog, but there was a library of stuff and no syndication. And in the early days of VHS, when stuff were available for rental, they would take like two episodes of Space 1999 and make a movie out of it, and it would all be mastered to VHS with new titles and stuff done crappily in, video finish only. The fine people at Anderson, gerryanderson.com, Fanderson, have recreated these, only they've made new versions using original elements. So they're pristine and they're on Blu-ray. They've also done one for Thunderbirds. There's one coming, I believe, about Captain Scarlet. So, A, do you guys remember Space 1999? And B, do you guys remember these VHS compilation movies?
I remember Space 1999. I used to watch it after school.
When I was in like first grade, I loved Space 1999 so much that I like really believed in Santa Claus and I believed in wishes and I was like, and I'd pray and I'd be like, just deliver me Space 1999, which then I found in a closet. And this is before Christmas. And I'm like, wait, is this a fraud? And then I realized my parents were actually Santa Claus. So I have good memories of that. But what happened was I would like I came back to Space 1999, and I like when I was a teenager, like I'd rent some, and I'd be like, oh, this is so different than what I remembered. Like, you know, because he's fighting, like he's like Martin Landau's eyebrows did not get a separate billing block as
No,
they
but it's
should
interesting.
have.
And when you said you came to it later and you rented it, you know what you probably rented were these Super
Yeah.
Space Theater versions.
Yeah, and
Now,
I just
to
I
further
wasn't.
hype the fine people at gerryanderson.com, this collection includes a new. They went and took two other episodes and made a new Super Space Theater film from two of those episodes, and they include the foreign version of the pilot with the Italian soundtrack.
Well,
So,
you know, as long as you're.
gerryanderson.com, Super Space Theater, you guys want it.
What was the name of the tall robot?
Mazinga, I
No.
believe.
Space 1999?
Space
Well,
1999 didn't have a
no,
robot.
they didn't. No, yeah,
Lost
it
in
was not
Space
part.
had.
Oh, Lost in Space.
Lost in
Yeah.
Space
Oh.
had Robot, who
Oh.
I believe was actually B9, but everyone just called him Robot.
Oh, I'm
Who
sorry. Lost in.
the of the same lineage as Robbie
That's
from
right.
Forbidden
Robbie.
Planet? Yeah.
I'm
Robbie
sorry.
the
Lost in Space. I was what I used to watch.
No, God. So Space 1999, Markdown from 2001, was where they stored all of the nuclear fuel on the moon, and it blew out, and it sent the moon out into outer space, and Moonbase Alpha was on its own, careening through the galaxy and through wormholes. It was interesting. Space 1999 initially started out as a sequel series to Gerry Anderson's UFO, or UFO as they called it in the States,
Which, yeah, I was too young.
and it was about what happened to the moon base from UFO in the future, but eventually they removed the UFO stuff. But you can still see it in the architecture. And if you want to play fan canon, you can see that Moonbase Alpha maybe developed out of our fight against the cannibal aliens in UFO, one of the greatest shows ever made.
So, as you can see, Max, Dan would be a repository of all that knowledge. And I'd go, well, I just remember it as a little kid, and you know, they're just fighting the giant robots and Legos and stuff. I forgot that I would involve Legos in these epic mega battles, which I got really into. But surprisingly, nobody else did.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Yeah,
Max, it
that's
was
it.
great talking to you again. Should we do this again?
Maybe.
All right.
Oh, okay. Okay,
Oh,
that's
wait, I
the
forgot to check.
episode.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we are recording.
Okay, good. All right.
Bye.
Bye.